Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can see Mike DeFee has continued his hard work in the weight room. He's jacked.
You ain't lying. And when you know you're going to have an emotional game, send the guns in.
That's it. Guns in.
Yeah, Gus was having some fun at the Red River rivalry game that is definitely not a shootout.
No,
and does not connote
anything
involving shooting anymore.
None of that.
Or tackling if you're Texas. So that concludes our final extended dance mix version of the Bernstein and McKnight show. They let him back in the country. He is here. He's wearing his Hudson Bay blanket.
He's returned.
With Niall and Danny Parkins.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Dan and Connor, good
Hello.
To see you, cats.
Yes.
I mean, I see you regularly. Boys. Good to actually share some airspace with you.
Nice. A nice fish you got, too. It's a good-looking, very representative Eagle Lake muskie.
It's a fish.
Yes.
It's better to catch a muskie than not catch a muskie. What did you call the Michigan State head coach earlier today? A sputtering butt munch? What exactly
Mark
are you
Antonio?
Saying? Yeah. Well, a sputtering butt munch?
Yeah, I don't know. He got mad at a reporter for asking the correct question to be asked. Did you kind of screw up by not changing over your assistant coaches? Because remember, he just recycled them. He spun the wheel.
Everybody gets new jobs.
He's, you know, I'm loyal to my guys. And he demoted some, he promoted others, but he kept his staff together, and now they can't score. And he
or stop anybody.
They have precipitously fallen off the planet, haven't they?
Yeah.
I mean, 4 or 5 years ago, for a little while, he was really good, really consistently. But
they were reduced
to sputtering bunch mutt, butt munch status.
Or bunch mutt.
Bunch mutt. Mount butt mutt more.
Bunch mutt almost had himself an NFL gig. I mean, there were people talking about
he
him.
He used to win big games.
NFL jobs.
Mark D'Antonio used to win big games.
Yes, he did.
But now he's got a job for life, right? He's probably Kirk Ferentz.
Yeah, he's emperor.
I guess no matter what they go through, no matter how many sexual assaults
you're welcome to be here.
Ignored, you just, hang around.
One of the
solid
great things about having SiriusXM is getting a chance to listen to all the NFL broadcasts yesterday. I had 800 miles of windshield time, and oh my God, we're going to share some vintage Bob Greasy today.
When
when the Dolphins rallied to almost catch the Redskins yesterday, his analysis is just second to none, and his disappointment on the failed 2-point conversion,
it's glorious.
The attempt to Kenyon Drake, was just precious, but there are some really good broadcast tandems in this country and some really bad ones. I've never really liked it when the guys refer to a player by his first name only throughout the entire broadcast, but when the Seahawks announcer is not even going with Russell under center, it's Russ. Russ drops back to pass.
It's my guy from Chicago window, guys.
I'm like, come on. Can you step it up just a little bit more than that? But I heard a lot of exciting games yesterday as Week 6 just keeps rolling on. This season has been fascinating.
I think it's going to get you into red zone. I think your experience yesterday is going to get you to commit one of your monitors to the red zone. Or if you get rid of DirecTV, which you were threatening to do before you leave, you'll
next year I'll be a red zone boy because I'll be done with DirecTV.
Do you
You're right.
get local radio broadcasts on?
No, but he was just
on SiriusXM. You can get you do. You can get whichever one you want.
Being able to have the whole.
You can, but what he was saying was he enjoyed just tuning into NFL radio and them doing it for you and going to the home team broadcast.
This team's driving.
Kyler Murray's driving late. Let's go to the Cardinals crew.
See, I like hearing Rich Ackerman on our airwaves go to all of of their stringer reporters.
That's a good show too. That's good too. And the two guys who do it on the NFL's channel at Channel 88 is Steve Torrey and Bill Lekas.
Yeah,
they've been doing it forever. They're really good, and they have reporters, and they'll go whenever a team is on like the 10-yard line, they'll go to that team's radio broadcast, and you hear some good ones, and you hear some real putt stakes, some real sputtering butt munchers out there doing NFL games.
I had forgotten that Dan Dierdorf is doing Michigan football.
That's right.
And they were quoting him during the game, and so talking about his criticisms were making it onto Twitter. And that's another one of your guys.
He was special, wasn't he?
But how angry you got when he used a certain verb. Do you remember this?
Yes, presided.
Yep.
When we have presided over many of
grammar.
These games. Yeah,
well, no, it wasn't grammar. His whole thing.
That's a bad choice of words.
He spent a half an hour going, how dare this guy claim that he's presiding over our Monday Night Football
called games. Called him on it, too. Yeah, called him on it, too, on the air, and did Dan Dierdorf to Dan Dierdorf, and he actually received it pretty well. Yep.
Good. Someone who can laugh at himself.
Yeah, he was good. Well, everyone else is. He might as well.
You thought presided was too self-important?
Yes. Grandiose? Yes. It was like the Monday Night Football crew descended upon Chicago, so the Bears offense ought to be at a higher level because they're here. This is not the fourth time we have presided over one of these offensive outages for the Chicago Bears.
They're not doing it for you.
Right,
they do it every week.
Right. Hey, you guys didn't hear Al Michaels and Dierdorf are in town. Let's start moving the chains a little bit.
Well, Al Michaels does have the contract with the special pillows and the specially shaped soap.
Yes, he does.
That is
true. I've grown to like him, though. I've gotten older. Yeah, he's always been good, but I've learned to just pass over the arrogance.
If I can get in a travel deal that I forget whether it's either has to be round soap or can't be round soap. I forget, it's one or the other, and I for the life of me
like
can't
perfectly
remember.
Perfectly round soap or like the oval shaped thing that always ends up.
I don't know if it gives me a.
Is this documented or is this like a score urban legend that you guys have just decided is true?
It is true.
It is true that Al Michaels requires a special kind of soap on the road.
I asked someone who would know.
Vern Lundquist told Terry Bors and me that story on The Score many years ago. Vern would go, he would break bad on people. I don't know why.
We got
Vern to fire on the city of Indianapolis, that cow town. But he said that Al Michaels would dehumanize his producers and just really gave it. He was on the same flight, Vern was, and he said, I heard him just screaming at this stewardess. He had ordered a special pillow and it had not arrived. In 6A.
Yeah, you're already in first class,
Here's your towel. Here's your warm nuts, Mr. Michaels. We're working on that special pillow.
He is a friend of the gambling community, though, on the broadcast. Always been available.
Hearing him with Howard has helped. He was he's human.
And he's
not
human.
Been that until I heard him with Stern.
Yeah, he his famous call when he was on reporting outside of when OJ was up in the house. And who was the broadcaster? Who would it have been at the time? What network was Michaels at then? But he's on the news, right? Like reporting on like the sports context of OJ Simpson's celebrity. And, you know, the camera's on the house and they don't know what's going on. And they're like, we now have someone on the premises who has snuck on there and they've got a cell phone and they can see OJ Simpson in the car. And the person gets on the air and starts telling like, OJ's there, he's got a gun, and Baba Booey. And Stern is on the air and he's like, whoever it was, Brokaw or Jennings or whoever it was, he's like, Tom, I can just tell you that everything that person said is not true. That is akin
to
that was a shout out to a popular morning radio host. And they were like, oh, okay.
Oh, thank you for that. Translating that
for us. Thank you for translating Baba Booey.
So they needed him there for that, though. Otherwise, they had no idea what was happening.
Had no idea. Brokaw thought he was like, we have an eyewitness account of O.J. Simpson now on the news.
Yeah, you kind of don't.
No, you definitely do not. Did you guys enjoy Bearslessness, though? Did you enjoy your football experience?
I think I did.
We had baseball in the morning and then aborted hockey in the evening. So
oh, right. You guys have a life outside of sports.
I got a little bit of it here and there and some on the radio and just sort of in between.
There are no great teams. There are no great teams in the NFL.
Well, that's what, you know, we heard Matt Nagy talk a little bit today, and I said nothing he said necessarily makes me feel better about where the Bears are at, but the weekend kind of did.
You didn't see him yesterday, but the Patriots are a great team.
I don't think they are.
They haven't played anybody.
I know that.
I mean, yeah, I would love to. I know that. I don't think you're wrong. I think that
Brady's
defense is
mortal.
A fun one.
Brady's mortal.
He's very cautious. Like, he's throwing the ball into the ground of his running backs like really quickly on screen passes. His offensive line is horrible. He's calling guys out for how young his team is around him on offense. Like, their defense is great. Their defense has scored more touchdowns than they've allowed, which is ridiculous.
Yeah. Bears need one of those.
But they haven't played anybody good. Like, I'm not saying that they're not the best team in the league, but I don't think this is a great Patriots team that's unbeatable.
I don't know how good the Niners are either, and Matt Breida isn't hurt yet. Good.
Yeah, I mean, that was the biggest statement of yesterday. Like, I think we have to at least say that the Niners are good, and they're in that conversation.
Oh, yes.
I think Jared Goff gave you a statement yesterday.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the next five for the Bears were all supposed to be this murderer's row, and then it's the Eagles, whose secondary looks to have as many slow guys in it as you could possibly find.
They're coming back,
the
though. It looks like Darby and Maddox are going to be back for the Eagles.
I think that's probably true. Even still, they've had some issues there injury-wise, and the Rams just I mean, Jared Goff looks like one of the worst contracts that hasn't started yet in football right now. Not saying he can't get it back, but that's a conversation.
Yeah. Well, what's the worst case scenario for Trubisky? That he ends up being Jameis and Mariota and you just play out the entire 5 years, but you know he sucks? Or that he shows you enough of a ceiling that you want to pay him and then he really sucks, like Jared Goff? Which is worse?
The latter.
Yeah, paying him is
but
worse.
But he flashed a high ceiling, right? Like, Jared Goff had a 4,700-yard season.
If he flashes a high ceiling with this team, then you ought to win a whole bunch of games and probably a playoff game, too.
Jared Goff won an NFC championship.
Yeah.
So, I mean, which is the tougher situation for your franchise to be in?
Paying the contract.
I think so, too. I think that's what's about to happen to Dallas.
Yeah, that's real money.
Dallas is about to spend real elite money on a guy who's fine.
And pair him with a head coach that can't get out of his own way.
Yeah, but you don't win.
Again.
You don't win.
Again and again and again and again.
But you don't win because of Dak, and you don't win because of Goff, it looks like. But you paid him like he's Russell Wilson, who's amazing.
Right.
So I agree with you, but neither situation is good, and I don't know like which one is more painful. I feel like the Jameis Mariota thing is more painful because they never tease you, but you just see bad quarterback play for the entirety of rookie contract.
But you know.
Yeah, but it's
the
just
knowing and the cost of knowing, right? What at what cost getting an answer that you can trust? So if it's $130 million to find that out.
Yeah, you just got to. I feel like Tennessee should have cut bait here sooner. And same thing with Tampa.
That's the pain, though.
That's the pain.
Is with the front office not realizing it and continuing to go over and over again to that quarterback and then not drafting anybody to get you there either. I mean, sure, Tampa went with the whole Fitzmagic thing for a season, and that I mean, I guess that was fun for a minute and a half. But
Jameis threw five.
Dolphins got it now, and Bob Greasy couldn't be happier.
Is he?
He's got himself a veteran quarterback
news
to call
is
now.
They're going
to
go with Josh Rosen here for the next couple of weeks because continuity. They almost screwed that up.
Are you watching, Josh Rosen?
I'm kind of convinced that the call that they had on the two-point conversion was intentional so that they would lose. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah,
they threw the ball.
Throwing short of the goal line?
3 yards behind the line of scrimmage on a two-point conversion. I don't think I've ever seen it before.
We talked about it on Friday.
A guy that was, there was a linebacker swarmed all over Kenyon Drake.
I don't know. I'd throw it past the sticks.
That's probably a good idea.
On a two-point conversion, either run the ball or throw it past the sticks.
Bernsie, the colonoscopy is the most painless, over-discussed medical procedure you'll ever go through. There's nothing to it.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah,
but the idea,
people complain about the prep. It's diarrhea for 3 hours. Who hasn't been to White Castle after a night of drinking? Come on. There's nothing to this. Nothing.
Good.
You'll enjoy it, and you'll wake up in the fart room. It's an orchestra.
If I'm in the room, any room's a fart.
Yeah,
room. Trust me.
It's there's nothing to it.
Okay,
it's nothing.
I'm sure it's fine.
It's almost fun.
Well, people do say the drug cocktail is pretty good.
I asked for slow administration. I told my medical team I've been sober for 3 months. Please give it to me real slowly. And I don't even remember getting to 98 when I was counting back.
Dr. Howard, Dr. Fine, Dr. Howard.
Please give me a real slow drip. I haven't been high in 90 days.
I didn't know you could do that.
You can't.
Oh,
I asked for it. Oh, they didn't acquiesce.
Boys, how was your 5 hours? Did you have fun, Dan, going back in the day? Like, you know,
we did it twice last week.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, I'm just asking. You said it was your last one. So was it enjoyable to take the car out for a long drive again?
Yes.
Good. Well, because now you don't need to do leftovers. You're not still doing leftovers today,
no,
are you?
No, but I still got to write.
Writing is different. But, the whole premise of leftovers was that you'd have stuff left over. You don't have anything left over today, I hope.
Nope.
There wasn't that much that happened this weekend.
Nope. I don't think so. No, I was involved in some news last night, and that, you know, making being an actual news reporter for the first time in forever. But
did you go on the news?
Yeah, I was on BBM with Lisa Fielding as it was all going on to do a scene setter and do some live reporting for the scene, you know, chasing down some of the fire officials there in the Glen Ellen Fire Department. And then
Dan Bernstein from WSCR.
I should just credit to Channel 2 used the photos, Channel 32 used the photos, and the it was harrowing for a bit, but certainly memorable.
Yeah, I love the video of your son walking into Portillo's in full hockey pads.
Well, we couldn't get in the locker room. I mean,
I heard the story. Perfect sense.
I said you can take the leg pads off. He was like, he was in the car. He's like, I don't want to get down on these floors and do the whole thing and then carry him around. So I said, fine, leave him on, whatever. And they have their skates on because you can't go into Portillo's barefoot and they couldn't go to the locker room with their shoes. So all these kids were on skates. It was hilarious.
That's a good moment in parenting, though.
What can you do? I thought it was a very, very hockey moment to have the opponent that they were going to be, these teams are going to be beating each other into the boards, instead are all hanging out, eating together, the opposing teams at one big table there. So it was very, very hockey.
The big beef will bring people together.
In a very stinky room, too, I
imagine. No, they hadn't played.
Stinks, though.
No, they had gotten out for warm-ups. Had they played, if that men's league team, when they came out, when they were evacuated, every big bucking away from them. It's like evacuate. Carbon monoxide at least is odorless.
Yeah,
it might kill you. But
I lived with my two buddies who played hockey after college, they kept the pads outside. They're disgusting.
Yeah, it's really it's awful. Although player stuff is worse than goalie stuff. Because players sweat more than goalies.
Yeah, that's true.
They're moving more.
So that's why you had him play goalie, not because he can't jump.
Well, that's part of it. He was slow. It's the 70% lower correlation to head trauma.
That's a good reason too.
That was the reason.
That makes all the sense in the world.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.